The reform of the chat, Myanmar's currency, is considered a pretty big step in opening up the country to foreign investment. And this man right here, President Thein Sein, has steered his country out of decades of isolation and onto the fast lane of reform since he took power just last year. Now, it's generally accepted that one U.S. dollar will get you about 800 chat. Come April 1st, this may weaken to about 820 chat. But right now, 800 chat to the dollar is not actually the official government rate. This straight line that you can see here is the epitome of government control. The official rate is $1 to 6.41 chats, and it's held at this rate, as you can see, for the past 10 years. Interestingly, the government itself drafts its own budget using the unofficial and the much weaker rate of 800 chat to the dollar. Now, what does currency reform mean for foreign investors in particular? Well, for one, exporters who are forced to use the official rate, well, it would make it much cheaper for them to do business in Myanmar. The official rate, as it turns out, is 120 times stronger than the unofficial one. So if foreign exporters get to use the weaker rate, that could boost their profits pretty tremendously. Also, specifically, Myanmar's textile industry could gain from a weaker currency. But if more foreign companies dive in, that could also drive the value of the chat stronger. That could actually backfire, making prices too expensive and Myanmar's textiles less competitive. Interestingly, in Myanmar, it used to be that visitors were forced to change money at the government rate immediately upon arriving in the country. But to get a better rate, they would then have to go to the capital's back alleys to change money. As of April 1st, the value of the chat should be about the same from those back alleys and to the world market.